Sing to me, O heaven, sing a song of peace. From the toils that
Father, we pray that in our hearts and in their hearts that they will see this and Father will return and be with us at the next appointed time. In our lives, Father, if you are not reigning, we are in trouble. And if we fail you, Father, we can only ask for you to forgive us, but give us the strength to carry on, to do your will, and Father, to encourage those that are around about us. We're thankful for living in this land, and once again, for the freedoms we have. We're thankful for those that watch over this land and care for it, for the military, for the first responders, for the doctors, the nurses. Father, they are under stress, and they need help, and we can only pray that you'll give them the strength to carry on. Thank you again for letting us be here to sing these songs of praise tonight. Not only a praise to you, but even to encouragement to each other. We're grateful for the men of this congregation and the women that show so much courage and so much help and so much determination. And Father, we pray that we can carry on. Father, watch over us, care for us, for we know that the blessings that we have in this life, Father, come from you. And you bless us so graciously, and Father, we're thankful for that. Help us to share our blessings with others. Help us to glorify your name here on this earth. Thank you so much for Jesus who came into the world, taught us the things you'd have to know, and died on that cross for our sins. Help us to be more like him every day in our life. Father, we ask you now to watch over us through the night and care for us through the week. For these things we ask in Jesus' name.
Number 482.
Stand in peace, stand in peace. 3615. We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, find the seas and cross the waves. All your tears search the ground, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves. This is our song of victory, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Amen. Number 534. 534.
There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the foe, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountain wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. But all through the mountains thunder ridden, and up from the rocky steep, there rose a glad cry to the gate of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice for the Lord, bring back his own. Rejoice for the Lord, bring back his own. It makes a wonderful story with all five verses together in this particular matter. The Bible says, in training, they say, all right, my voice, I want to say it instead of do the other three verses. They were good. They teach a good thing, good lesson. 489. Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior. Shaping our lives by his blessed example, happy how happy the songs that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Thank you. In thy field I will yield sickles brave and true. In the fight for life I will bear and do. Spend the days in thy praise on journey through. Let me live close to thee each day.
Let me live close to thee.
Close to thee.
Take my dagger.
Girl song of the day.
read to David.
Oh.
That's the last sermon he heard. Was that song?
Oh, man.
And when he got through, he said, that's good.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that, and I was,
yes.
I was glad to do it.
Yes. Well, Jesus had the power that he did, and he used it on that occasion around the sea. And he commanded it to winds to stay still and the waves to stop their boisterous work against the ship. So he was in control of them. And he wants to save us, and he knew a great Savior. He died upon the cross for us to bear our ways and our sin. Let's sing 238 together, and 238B.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I will praise you.
I want to remind us all of what Jesus said about his word guiding us and directing us, being our stay. What Paul repeated many times in his epistles to the brethren at Galatia, Ephesus, Philippi, Colossae, that Jesus was there standing by them, ready to deliver them from various troubles and problems that they had. And all they needed to have was an abiding faith in him, a belief that he is really, really reaching out to us to help us. And that's the way that we should do it as well. That's the way of life that he wants us to follow. And he is a Savior, and he cares about us. And he cares about our relationships in America so that we can be Christian examples and help people that can talk about the right things of the Lord to them as we do this day to day. Let's stand together for sing 671.
All things are ready. Come to the feast. Come for the table now is spread. Ye's famishing, ye weary come, and thou shalt be richly fed. Hear the invitation, the shepherd come. Hear the invitation, the shepherd will praise God.
Shane and I have thermometers over there that we often put to our heads to see where we are. And this afternoon, we see where it was. Everything's always below 98.7, 98.6. It's always below that. So we don't have a fever or anything. We have a little cough from our sinuses and drainage.
So it's allergies. I hope it's allergies.
And she's hoping to be really aware of it tonight and let it go tonight as well. I'm hoping to let it go as well.
Let's turn to number 230.
Yeah.
230. After this song, Robert, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust His holy word. I want to sing and pray and give every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Thursday night, for this good bread to come and be part of this singing. Praise to you and encouragement to one another. Help us to remember that you are, in fact, King, and that your word is the way to guide us and direct us to better steps of life that we can walk and serve you as we do that before our fellow man. Help them to realize what we're doing and that you are the author of that and that you are the way of life that needs to guide them as well as us. Thank you for the food tonight, for the hands that prepared it, for the ideals of it as we gather together and enjoy it. Thank you for the strength that you get, that we get from it, and the power that we can go out even tomorrow and do more.